While many of us are focused on nasal swabs and other types of COVID testing, a UGA researcher is measuring the spread of COVID by testing the city's wastewater. Here to talk about her research and what she's found so far is Erin Lipp, professor of environmental health science in UGA's College of Public Health. I mentioned the sort of one-on-one testing that we are seeing reported through the Department of Public Health and dog check, and they're very similar. How does your research add to the overall picture of coronavirus spread?
So what the wastewater-based surveillance does is it basically gives you an extra layer of information over what we can get from individual diagnostic tests. So we're doing the same type of assay, but instead of doing that in a nasal swab or a saliva sample, we're able to do that on a sewage sample. All of the waste that goes to a wastewater treatment plant, we can look at that as one sample and have an idea of what the relative levels are in the community without having to do an individual test. And when we do that over time, it gives us an idea of what the trends are in terms of the outbreak.
Can you talk a little bit about how this monitoring started?
There was really a loose collaborative that was going on all across the nation with researchers such as myself who had experience working in wastewater, dealing with pathogens. When the studies started coming out indicating that people who are infected were actually shedding the virus in their feces, it seemed like an opportunity to start wastewater-based testing.
And what does your research tell us about the spread of coronavirus in the community here?
Well, I think one of the important things to note is that our sewage surveillance tracks relatively well with the case reports that we've seen from DPH. What we've seen is that as cases increase, we see those increases reflected in the wastewater treatment samples. But what's interesting is our wastewater treatment samples will often start seeing an uptick in those levels about 7 days before we start seeing an uptick in reported cases. So we think that's in part because of lag in testing, but it's also because people tend to shed the virus in their feces pretty early in an infection cycle. So we think we're able to use this as a tool to, in some cases, get a head start on what may be happening in terms of the community.
So does that mean people aren't shedding consistently throughout the infection, that more shed in the beginning and then it eases up?
What the data have shown so far is that people shed a lot early in the infection cycle, so when they tend to be pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic. But they also shed for a long time. So there's been reports that suggest that people can shed in their feces and stool for about 3 weeks after they would have been considered negative by a nasal swab. But one of the things that we think we're starting to see in our data is that the sewage surveillance gives us a pretty good idea of an early uptick. But we also think that the decline may be a little bit delayed compared to the case rates because people do keep shedding it.
I understand that while other forms of testing are showing a substantial and rapid decrease in cases, wastewater monitoring isn't necessarily showing that. Is that correct? And if so, can you explain what you're seeing and why those differences might exist?
So we started seeing a leveling off in concentrations in wastewater right around Labor Day, which is just after that is when we started seeing the case rates decline. We've seen now in our samples from last week, which is where we have the most recent data from, we did see about a tenfold decline in the wastewater level. So they're starting to fall down. But again, they may be a little bit delayed compared to the case reports. Now, there's two things that could be going on. First, it could be that people are shedding virus in their feces longer than they're shedding in their nasal cavity. It also could be that we're picking up asymptomatic cases or people that just haven't been tested. And it's one of the things that's hard to tell right now because we're really in the infancy of this work.
And what do you hope this research shows, or what do you hope to discover?
Well, I think it really can fill in a gap when you've got potentially issues in your testing regime, because it really can give you a snapshot of what's happening in an entire community at one time. And I think it pairs well with the individual diagnostic and surveillance tests that we're able to do. I also think there's going to be a lot of value in it going into the future when hopefully we get on the other side of the outbreak and we're down to very low cases. If we can continue doing this type of surveillance, hopefully we'll be able to catch any potential upticks in levels in wastewater that might give us an indication that we have a potentially emerging outbreak that hopefully we could get on top of early. This type of work has been done in other areas with poliovirus, and it goes along well with vaccination campaigns so that you can evaluate potential transmission in the community and indicate where you may need to go in more aggressively with a vaccine. It was definitely, I think, serendipitous that this type of research could help look at it on a community level.
Well, thanks for staying on top of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Aaron Lipp is a professor of environmental health science in UGA's College of Public Health.